after that point, anytime I'm changing value, whatever, I'm putting it on for next year, what I pick up. I'm going to go what's January 1st of that year. Now, if instead of going over these on this book one, if you won't, and I will, go through each, and I will look to see if there's any statute that allows to pick up something that the assessor missed to change the assessed value after it closed. Erroneous assessment, yes, that's been kicked around a lot. What really is erroneous assessment? I'm told it's if it's an error, a computer, like what you just described, a computer error, a decimal point in the wrong place or something like that. But it's not assessed value that I went out. I just didn't get it all assessed.
Okay.
So if... Unless if we want to table book one till later in the week and both of us, all of us have a chance to look at it, and then if it's acceptable with the other commissioners, schedule a date later in the week for abatements on the agenda and we go over them. I'm fine with that if that's okay with everyone else. And I'll do all the research on. I've done as much as I can in the time that I had. And when I saw it, it had just always been told to me, and I had never seen to where you could increase the assessed value for finding something without it being a residential after the book closed. So, any thoughts?
If you want more time, then yes, I'm okay with that, to look it over.
I need to go to each one and where it's the nightly rental market app and where it's... any that is, and seeing why the values increased, and unless, because there's a couple on this sheet that, there's three I've got that was on the assessor's list that are labeled erroneous assessment, and they were actually occupancy, according to, so I would try to go over each one and mark it up and have the statute there to back my reasoning. Not trying to create any more work. I just want to be...
You want to be right.
Right. As best I can.
Okay. Well, you can teach me to be right.
No.
I'm learning.
I make mistakes many times. I just try to make less the next time. I make a motion that we table book one until... What date would be good, gentlemen?
When are you going to be ready? It's all...
You've got it ready. It's just your schedules, too. The assessor's a schedule.
Tomorrow's the Southwest Association County Commission meeting in Webster County, Sheila.
Oh, really?
Yes, at 10 o'clock, so...
What's Wednesday?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, today's...
Today's Tuesday.
I've lost a day. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay. Thank you for... okay. I'm okay on Thursday until 5:30. What about Thursday, gentlemen?
I'm available.
Are you available? What time?
I've got a meeting with OCAC that morning at 9 o'clock. Well, I've got it on my calendar.
That would affect you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm at the same meeting. I wouldn't remember that.
I have that on my calendar, but sometimes it's on there and they're not meeting, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'd be done by.
Yeah, it won't take long.
10:30 or.
So is 11 a good time?
I have a meeting with a constituent at 11:30.
You guys tell me the time. I'm okay until I've got a meeting at 5:30 in the morning, 6.
For Thursday, it would have to be in the afternoon, probably be the safe thing for
Does
me.
Does 1 o'clock work?
Yes, yes.
Does 1 o'clock work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Then I make a motion that we table the court orders in Book 1 until 1 o'clock Thursday.
Which are the erroneous listed as erroneous assessments at this time.
Thank you. Which are listed as erroneous assessments.
Thursday. All right, you made the motion.
Yes, sir.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And that will be on the 17th. Correct? 17th at 1 o'clock. I better put that on my calendar right now.
You better, because I rely upon you telling me where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing.
Thursday at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
All right. Yes.
That's what I got.
That's what I have. The 17th.
And we approved Exhibit A, B, and C, correct?
We've approved A, B, and C, yes.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your patience.
Mm-hmm. See you later.
Mm-hmm. And that is to take up, what are we taking? We're taking up the erroneous assessments?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Book 1, erroneous assessments. I would love for you to. I just didn't have
that. I understand. There's a lot of you don't have time. You don't. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get enough time to do the normal ones, let alone when we have 150 of them at once.
All right. So, moving on the agenda, moving back up the agenda. Oh, no, actually, we're back on. Designation of delegates to the MAC Annual Conference.
This is the delegates that will be attending the conference in November the 17th through the 19th. I make a motion that the commission approve the delegates to the MAC Annual Conference as listed on the sheet. Do I need to name those?
As listed on the sheet.
We're allowed 10 voting delegates, and they all qualify as the county clerk has listed them to us. They'd be signed by the commission, and sent to the Missouri Association of Counties.
So you've made a motion to approve delegates as listed on the sheet provided by the county clerk.
Yes.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Warranty deed for real estate purchase number 19 117 Commission, and I'm going to make a motion to table the warranty deed for real estate purchase number 119-117 CM for commission until corrected documents are supplied.
Second.
We have a second on that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension update. I don't see anyone here. And we will be in recess. I have 10:11 a.m. We'll recess, and we are scheduled for insurance discussion in the County Commission conference room upstairs, and that we may...
Is that with Road and Bridge?
We may... I have insurance discussion. I don't have... I have some things listed underneath that, but that's... Those are different. Those are...
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure, Sheila. And we may go into executive session per 610.021.12 contracts.